When we moved from Aruba to Sweden, we weren't really sure what to do with our home in Aruba. We didn't want to sell the space that had so many memories and offered us a place to stay when we returned to the island. But what else could we do after moving internationally? That's when my husband came up with a brilliant plan. We can become hosts on Airbnb. Since starting this, I can officially say my husband had the best idea ever. The process of getting our property on Airbnb was so easy. We were able to ask other hosts for tips and got a lot of great feedback. And actually, we still get tons of good feedback and we're constantly improving our space. And Airbnb is really flexible. You just choose the dates you want to host. So if you don't have a full-time rental property like us, that's perfect too. Hosting on Airbnb is great for anyone who frequently travels or has the extra space or has a seasonal house or even someone who always goes away at the same time of year for family traditions or work events. We all know the cost of living is excessive right now, so you can get more out of your space when you host on Airbnb. The added income has been so important for my family and has given my husband a project to manage that he genuinely enjoys. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
We could all use a little help designing the perfect space in our home, myself included. Whether I'm creating the coziest room for my baby girl, personalizing mine and Dennis's bedroom, or adding the finishing touches to a kitchen I love to spend time in, I can do it easy as 1, 2, 3 with Havenly. Havenly takes all the hassle out of designing a new space. If your Pinterest board seems like a far-off distant goal, Havenly is a way to actually get things done. First, take the free style quiz to find your unique style and get matched with your perfect designer. All of the 100 plus Havenly interior designers you can connect with online are vetted professionals and real, actual people. Next, fill in your room profile to let your designer know exactly what you are looking for. If it's hard to envision your space, share your floor plan and room dimensions, and your designer will come back to you with an initial set of ideas based on your actual home to design the living space of your dreams. It's as simple as that. You can incorporate pieces you already own or buy what you love directly through Havenly's platform with access to hundreds of retailers and guaranteed best prices for my listeners in the US. Your ordering concierge will purchase all of your pieces and keep a close eye on your orders to ensure everything gets to you with no hassle. Havenly has already completed tens of thousands of beautiful designs within any budget, big or small. Your happiness is 100% guaranteed because everyone deserves a beautiful living space. Starting at just $79 per room, you can do it too. Turn your Pinterest board into reality. Try Havenly today by visiting havenly.com/yogagirl and get 25% off of your design package. That's havenly.com, havenly.com/yogagirl for 25% off of your design package. havenly.com/yogagirl. Hi, and welcome to another episode of From the Heart Conversations with Yoga Girl. Today, as promised, I have my husband, my baby daddy, my business partner, and my best friend on the show, Dennis Schoneveld. Welcome back to the show, Dennis!
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello. How you doing today?
Pretty good.
Pretty good. Had a good day. Yeah. I just realized as I pressed record 1 second ago, you opened a bottle of kombucha. You know kombucha makes you burp?
Yeah, I've been burping the whole time.
You can't burp into the mic though. What's new with you? What's happening?
Since last podcast?
Since like right now. In the spirit of from the heart, what's happening in your heart?
My heart and the rest of its body was sick a few days ago. I had a pretty bad fever. And so I was out for 2 days. That's the only thing that's basically new.
That's the only thing that's new. I kind of think it's funny because you sometimes get man sick.
No, I don't think so.
Like everyone listening, especially every woman listening, you know exactly what man sick is. Like, when a man gets sick and a woman gets the same level of sick, I find, at least in our relationship, like you kind of milk it a little bit. But you were really sick this time because you slept the whole time. That's how I knew.
Yeah, I was sick the whole time. 2 days of intense sweating and freezing.
I know. It's really, I don't know, since the baby was sick, I feel like, I don't know, I have reached whole new levels of OCD in terms of cleanliness. And I never really cared about that much. Like I wasn't like annoying with washing my hands or anything like that. And now I'm kind of freaking out about germs. You're not.
No. No.
You're not probably
the least freaked out person about germs.
Yeah.
In the world.
I freak out if I'm sick, then I don't want to touch her or I don't want to breathe around her. But germs, no.
Like, yeah, but it goes with that. Like, that's how babies get sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I ate sand when I was little. I came out fine.
She's also eating sand. She's also still fine. But I don't know. When you were sick, so we tried to, like, I tried to quarantine you and I put you in the bedroom and, like, kind of close the door and for 2 days. And we had someone help with the baby because I was working a lot. But I realized today, so I got a coconut together with Amelie, our studio manager. We bought a coconut at the side of the road. And the guy who's, like, handing us the coconut is, like, a old man, like maybe in his 70s, and he just sits at the side of the road in the middle of the desert selling his coconuts. That's all he does. And then he chops my coconut open and he takes a straw from the bag of straws, but he grabs it at the tip of the straw and shoves it down my coconut. And I just, like, and I didn't want to be the person to be like, could you, like, give me another straw that you didn't touch where I'm going to put my mouth kind of thing. But I didn't want to be that person, so I didn't say anything. And then the whole ride, as I'm drinking this coconut, all I could think about was, like, his hands and where the hands had been. And, like, oh my God, is this dirty or what is going on? And then I shared it with Amelie and she was like, well, why would you care about that? Like, that doesn't matter. And I never used to think that way. And I'm wondering if I'm turning into, like, someone crazy now.
Yeah, you are.
That's not how it's supposed to go.
Oh.
I mean, was I always like that?
No, but your dad is. Or I don't know. It never.
My dad is. Oh, totally.
Well, your dad is to the point that it got my attention. With you, it didn't get my attention yet.
No, because I never felt it, and now every day I feel like it's getting a little bit worse. Like I was at dinner yesterday, and someone was like, "Oh, like this drink was so good. Why don't you taste it?" And I'm like, "I'm not going to share a drink with you," and I never would think that way. Anyway, side note. I feel like I need to check myself before I go full on OCD about this baby and germs and stuff. Yeah. But you were sick. We managed. Baby didn't get sick. I didn't get sick. We're all fine.
I'm like out of the blue yesterday night.
You're out of the blue. You're supposed to say you're out of the woods.
Oh, we don't have woods here.
We don't have woods here. We have blue.
Ocean.
You're out of the ocean. So we got so many questions for this episode. I don't know. They're like weird questions.
Okay.
Maybe now you've been on the show. So we decided last episode that this was going to be a monthly thing.
Yeah.
So you were on the show a month ago.
And we're trying not to repeat the same questions.
Yes. We're trying not to repeat the same questions, even though people keep asking the same questions. And then I feel like they should just go back and listen to those other episodes. We're not going to talk about the same stuff. But for some reason, this day, I don't know. Do you think people have sensed that we like had a fight recently or something? Because people are asking a lot of questions about fighting. And a lot of questions about how we deal with disagreements and arguments and stuff and how we work through fights. Like that was something that just kept coming up.
When did we have a fight?
I don't know. I feel like I've been like a little annoyed with you these past couple of days.
Well, that's a one-way fight.
Yeah, you're right. No, we didn't really have a fight, I guess. No, but okay. Well, we can begin with that. I mean, fuck, I can remember. We had a fight.
No.
Yes. No.
Nope.
No. We fought when I was in LA. That was like our last fight.
Yeah, but that was like before the last podcast and we talked about it already.
Yeah, that was like November. Oh, we haven't had like a real fight since November. That's good.
Oh my God.
Should we have one right now? Just to make sure that they're a little more frequent. But I think, I mean, we can talk about that since so many questions came in about that. Like someone is asking like what happens in our relationship when we fight? Like, what's the thing? Like, do we talk about it? Do we apologize? Do we vent? Do we shut down? Like, what's our
like
pattern?
A real fight? Like a bad fight?
Yeah, but I mean, we don't have a lot of bad fights.
I think the pattern is that I do like what most other guys do, and that's just shut down and not react to anything anymore. Be cold.
Yeah, that's great.
And there's a lot more noise coming out of your mouth than normal. And you really want to talk a lot more than normal.
Yeah.
Where, I don't know, there's nothing really to talk about.
Well, that's the worst part about anything. And I don't know if this is a, like, I don't know. I don't love the idea of like male and female things anymore because that just doesn't go for everybody. But I do find that it's more of a,
well, that's
husband
a stereotypical
thing to like a stereotypical thing for the like the hubs to just shut down. And for someone who's furious or upset or angry about something to have the other person on the other end just kind of like shut down all the way and not communicate anymore, that's the most triggering thing there is.
Well, why would I give you what you want? We're fighting.
So you know, you're then aware in the moment that this is going to be... Oh, hell
no. It's just awkward and annoying to talk about these things. So that's why I don't want to talk.
Yeah, but
yeah, if we're fighting and I can like shove one, like a knife a little deeper in there, why not?
But can't you tell how like, I feel like there's so many moments in our relationship where we did have a fight and then I forced us to talk about it, like really talk
always.
About it. Always.
Always. All the fight, yeah.
All the fights.
Yeah.
I force us to talk about it. And in the end, like things get better.
Sure.
No, that's...
For you.
No, for both of us. It's awkward for you in the moment
Dude,
to talk about
I
feelings.
The fight. And I'm like, I know how you're feeling. I know what I'm feeling. Let me know when we can be buddies again. That's how it goes for me. And you want to like talk about feelings, go into a share circle, and then go
yes.
burn some sage in the house, and then like go in the woods and chop some shit together.
We don't
like,
have woods. We have ocean.
Oh, yeah. Go in the ocean and chop some shit together.
But I mean, for me, it's like, okay, if we have a big fight about something, there means there's something underlying here. You know, usually it's like we're going about our business and then there's like tension building up for whatever reason, but that reason is a big deal. And then everything explodes for some reason and then we fight. So it's like, it's not just like a random reason. So why not just get to the bottom of why? And then our, like, we'll grow as a couple and as human beings. And
some fight is not even about us as a couple. Some fight is just about the surrounding of the other person. Sometimes it doesn't even have to do with you and me. Sometimes it has to do with something else. But because you're the close one to me or I'm the close one to you, then...
Right. We release like tension on each other.
And then it really becomes...
Yeah, I guess so. But okay, we can take yesterday as an example. So this wasn't a fight. It was like a little passive-aggressive annoyance coming out of you.
Yeah.
So...
I've been sick, stuck at home.
You've been sick, stuck at home.
For 3 full days.
For a long time.
And we have people shooting.
Yeah, we're shooting this big project, like this big, you know. So anyone who's listening, if you're following on social media, you've probably seen that for the past like 10 days, we've been shooting something really big. And it's like we're all over the place taking photos and makeup and hair and all this stuff is happening.
So we have a professional photographer on the island with us for 2 weeks. Which
the team, yeah.
With the team. But so I'm stuck at home, sick, and all of this is happening. You go out with all of
my
friends.
Let me tell this story. Okay. So yesterday after shooting the entire day, like from 6 in the morning, the whole day.
That's not the entire story.
What?
That's at the end of the story.
No, that's how the story begins. Okay. You've been sick. You've been bummed about being sick because you want to be with a team. You want to shoot. You want to show everyone the island. You want to be part of all the fun stuff we're doing.
I want to be part of the
production. You want to be part of the production. And then after you got better, you were home with the baby.
And while I was sick, everyone from the team and all my friends, who's also your friends, went out for like a shoot dinner, which means that we can actually use the company card for once to like take our friends out to have food and drinks because...
When was this?
This was the day that you all got drunk and went out and I'm on my deathbed.
Oh. Oh. Okay, wait. Oh, wait. You're so annoyed about so many things from this week that it's stored up. This is what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I'm talking about something different, but this is something that you haven't shared with me because you don't share.
No. And yes. I analyze it and I know what I'm feeling. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm
yes,
feeling that way.
But
so I'm not going to drag
release
you down
it
with me.
Or vent it or say like how you feel about it. It stays with you. And that's my whole point of like when we're in a fight,
well,
it's better to
happening.
Vent and like get it all out there. And like, this is how I feel. I feel disappointed or left out or la, la, la. And then it's out and then it's done with. And then you don't like hold on to a little piece of resentment there. So what I was going to share was that yesterday after a long day of shooting, I asked Dennis, like, is it okay if I go out to dinner? Because we have a friend on the island and there's going to be like an early dinner at 6 o'clock. And you were still feeling kind of sick and you were home with a baby and someone had to be home with a baby because we don't have a babysitter. And you were like, yeah, that's fine. No problem. And then 30 minutes later, we talk and
the same conversation.
No, it wasn't. And the second conversation one night was about the credit card. And then I said, you asked, so where are you going? And I said, oh, actually, like, I don't want to tell you what restaurant we're going to.
Same conversation. I called you back with your credit card.
What? This was another conversation.
No. It's the same conversation. After I had my blowout or after I got pissed on the phone, then I called you back.
Can you remember this is a podcast? We're not supposed to like fight. Okay. I'm telling the story now. Okay. It was not in the same breath. You first said it's a totally fine for you to go to dinner.
Yeah.
And then second part of the conversation, whether it's later in the same conversation or another, I thought it was another phone call. You're like, oh, where are you going? And I said, oh, I don't want to tell you because it's a restaurant I know you love. And then you were like, what? You can't go there without me? No, you should come home right now. And you had this whole thing where you lashed out at me and I wasn't allowed to go to the restaurant because you wanted to go there. And then I'm like, on my end of the table, I'm like, hey, like, does it matter? Is it better if I go out but I have a shittier time? Like, I should sit on a park bench somewhere and eat like a hot dog?
I explained that too.
Yes, but it's like, from my end, like, kind of unreasonable that you like, I can go out and have dinner, but not if I go to the good restaurant.
Yeah, because that means if I want to go tomorrow, you're going to be like, oh yeah, I went there yesterday.
Yeah, but then you found out that it wasn't the restaurant you thought, yeah, and you were like, care. Oh, that's okay, I don't care anymore. And I'm like, oh my God, what is happening? You're like an old grumpy man. But now that we're talking about this, you're bringing up another thing from when you were really sick when we went out to eat because we had to shoot.
No, it's been days and days of like not being part of production. And I'm trying to take pictures. I don't know how to take pictures. And then we have a professional photographer here that I can learn from. But I'm like stuck. Well, I'm stuck at home babysitting or I'm sick.
Yeah, I know. So, and I know that sucked for you.
Like, all of these things are happening. And then like the last drop of the bucket is like, I wanted to go with you to this particular restaurant for a while. And they're like, oh yeah, I'm going to go with everyone again. And I'm like, ah, fuck this shit.
But can you not see? Okay, so it wasn't an issue because it was another restaurant. But can you not see that if you speak about, like, you know.
Oh, stuff, hell no. I feel the same way.
No, it comes out the whole point.
I still feel the same way because I know if I want to go there tonight, you're going to be like, nah, I kind of went there yesterday.
Dude, that's not what it is
at
all. It is.
And it won't feel the same.
What do you mean? I actually, since you had such an intense reaction to us going out to eat just because of that one restaurant, I have asked if one of the girls at the studio can sit for us so we can go and go to the restaurant you want to go to. So I know the thing is, here's how it goes. Our fights, like when they're not fights, when they're like, you're like yesterday, you're being annoyed and kind of grumpy and like
this
a little
was a
annoying.
5 second thing.
Yeah, this was a very brief thing, but I was still like kind of shocked how you like, no, you can't go out and have fun if you go to the restaurant I want to go to. If you go to another restaurant, it's okay. And I'm like, dude.
Well, for instance, 30 seconds after like my spat out or whatever you want to call it, I called you back. I'm like, hey, you don't have money on your card. We need to meet so you can actually.
I know. That's what I mean. So this wasn't like a fight. It was like a very brief thing. And then we laughed about it almost immediately. And then you called me and then I got the credit card and like everything is still fine. But I feel like that's kind of how we roll with normal stuff. Like,
yeah
like you kind of hold
you're
on to some
stuff.
You're
better at that though. You're better at lashing out, yelling, and then 10 seconds later, you're like, let's go see this episode on Netflix. And then I'm like still in shock from like 10 seconds ago. So
yeah,
maybe I pulled a Rachel yesterday.
Maybe you pulled a Rachel yesterday and that's why the fight did not linger. That's the thing. But when you pull a Dennis and you don't say anything, but you're super upset about something, or we have a fight and you shut down and then you don't talk to me for an entire day, that does not help anybody.
That's how I process.
Yes, but it doesn't
help
anybody.
Then I go run
anybody.
For 10 kilometers or I go bike for 90 kilometers and...
I know. And then for me, I'm like sitting on the other end of that. Like, and then you come back and you biked for 80 kilometers. And then you're like, so are we going to have dinner or what? And then we didn't talk about this major thing that we
no,
just
thought
about.
No, but then I processed it.
You
already.
Processed, but then I didn't process.
Yeah,
so.
That's on you, lady.
So, I mean, I guess the learning here is like we have two very different, separate ways of processing. You process in silence on your own, alone. I process by speaking about it. And at the end of the day, when we like merge those two ways of processing, we actually get a good thing because, you know, we get some silence, we get some talking, and then we find balance there. Yeah. I very rarely find that like, I don't know, that we have like heavy stuff that sits at the bottom of our...
But I think for... I'm not an expert on this, but I think No. For anyone out there, I think any fight, you should like think about what you're going to say. Like maybe stay with it for like 12 to 24 hours before you actually talk it out.
No, that's a waste of 24 hours.
Dude,
what's like, going to happen in those 24 hours where you're like, okay, we're going to close this entire conversation down.
The other person is going to be like word vomiting, saying all the things that she, I'm gender neutral, by the way, but what she would say. And then it gets way worse. And then the fight can last to 5 days if you just sit down, process
it. When has
it.
That ever happened for us? We never, ever, not
all
once
the fights.
Have we ever had a 5-day fight? Are you crazy?
No.
No.
But I feel like if you would like chill a little bit more and think about things and not say
you know
what you think at the moment.
If you took less time to be silent and shut down, our fights would be over.
Maybe
way faster.
We can meet halfway.
So what's your like average time that you need to like be quiet and chill? I feel like I kind of dude, no. Oh my God. All the people that asked us questions about this, I don't know why you've asked us because clearly we are not experts here at all. I don't know. I think talking about it is always the way to go, but I have also learned that like you need some time to process and a little bit of space. So if it's the heat of the moment, like rage, then I'm very bad at stepping back. But if it's like yesterday and I know you're like, you're feeling sorry for yourself, then I don't have to like push any more buttons because I know it's just you being down.
Yeah, but you know? I'm good at admitting that though.
Yeah. I think like you're good at noticing when I'm having a low moment and you just cut me some slack of like, okay, you know, like we give each other that. So I think that's good.
You are listening to From the Heart, Conversations with Yoga Girl.
Being a working mom, I know it's not always easy to eat enough fruits and vegetables in a very busy day. But our nutrition should not have to take a backseat due to lack of time. That's why when it comes to eating more fruits and veggies, there's luckily a super convenient way with absolutely no hassle out there. You can get all of your superfoods super fast with Daily Harvest. Daily Harvest delivers perfectly portioned frozen superfood eats straight to your door with your choice of smoothies, soups, breakfast bowls, or plant-based sundaes. Delivery and prep are super easy and straightforward. Just place the single serving cups in your freezer until you're hungry, then add water or maybe coconut or almond milk for some creaminess, and then blend or heat. Smoothies are ready in 30 seconds, soups in 5 minutes, and overnight oats and chia parfaits are literally made while you sleep. Each cup is made from a yummy blend of fruits, veggies, and nutrients, always perfectly complemented with a superfood boost. Produce from Daily Harvest is organic and unrefined, and it looks as amazing as it tastes. You can actually see the whole ingredients when you open up the cup. Things like cacao nibs, chunks of mango, whole raspberries, pumpkin seeds, and coconut meat. Daily Harvest works closely with local farmers all across the U.S. and freezes all ingredients at peak freshness to seal in the maximum nutritional value, unlike other fruits and veggies that are picked and packaged long before their nutritional peak. Daily Harvest is the fastest, most convenient way to up your fruit and veggie intake without having to put in the work that usually comes with eating more fruits and vegetables. Go check it out for yourself. Go to daily-harvest.com and enter the promo code YOGAGIRL to get 3 items free in your first box. That's promo code YOGAGIRL for 3 free Daily Harvest cups at daily-harvest.com. daily-harvest.com.
What is your favorite food? I think I can honestly say mine is bread. Now I'm craving my warm sourdough bread with some butter and salt on top. It's honestly the perfect thing to eat. But I'm also realistic, and I know for many of you out there, the carb feel might be real. It is too bad that carb-heavy foods are often the ones we love the most. That's why Hero Bread makes those same delicious favorites free of consequences or compromises. They have remade carby empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious versions that include no net carbs, 0 grams of sugar, plus protein and fiber. And let me tell you, their products taste amazing. The other day, Dennis and Leah and I were making some grilled cheese sandwiches, and that would be a perfect place to swap in Hero Bread. I am very mindful when it comes to what my daughter eats, and I love that this bread helps you get enough fiber and adds more protein to your diet while cutting down on the sugar. Hero Bread is not only delicious and flavorful, there's something for every craving, including sliced bread loaves, buns, and tortillas. So don't give up on being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use the code YOGAGIRL at checkout. That's YOGAGIRL at hero.co.
Okay, well... moving on.
Question number two.
Question number two. No, but moving on. So this shoot that we're doing, we got a lot of questions about that, of course, because it's a big thing. Unfortunately, we cannot reveal what it's for just yet. It's going to be a little while, like a couple of months, before we can announce some really, really exciting stuff. But some people asked, because I've been sharing in social media a lot of like makeup and stuff and hair and makeup and some very different looks than what I normally do, because I normally don't wear makeup. How do you like these sort of very different looks on me?
I like the hair. I like the way the hair is like, I don't know. It's the hair is nice when it's loose.
Yesterday you saw me.
Yeah, yesterday you had like a RuPaul thing going on.
Like, this was after the whole credit card restaurant thing. And then he drove all the way to meet me to give me the credit card. And then he pulled down the window and he went like, whoa, okay, I don't want to hurt your feelings or anything, but drag queen. I was like, oh, thanks. Yeah, no feelings are hurt. The thing is, what not everybody knows about like photography and also modeling and these types of shoots is like, I would never put on makeup like this just to be outside and do nothing. Like, you know, like this is specifically for a specific type of shoots. So different types of photography that requires different types of lighting. And yesterday we'd had these portraits in the studio. And so on camera, it actually looks really amazing. And then I look myself in the mirror and I'm like, oh my God, someone hand me like a box of Kleenex.
Yeah, it's a little I need to. Overdone.
Yeah, I mean, like in real life, it looks overdone.
Or I mean, the stereotypical shows you see, like the Broadway drag queen.
Yeah, the super not drag. What are we?
No, I don't know how do you. No, I don't mean the.
Are we going into a Dennis Pitt? Should I bring up the list?
No, don't bring up the list.
Should I add this to the list?
I don't mean it in a bad way.
Maybe there are. Is drag queen? Is that an acceptable term? Is that politically correct?
I was just thinking about it. Is that like a harm
word? I don't know. It's really hard to have conversations these days. To me, that's not like a. I think that's a pretty neutral term.
Yeah.
If there's any, what's another word? Wait, I have to Google this. Okay, I'm gonna.
Wait.
Okay, so Google this. Just synonyms of drag queen is, so definition: male performer who dresses as a woman. Synonyms: closet queen, cross dresser, female impersonator, or transvestite. If we have hurt anybody's feelings, and drag queen is not a politically correct word, I deeply, deeply, deeply apologize. But it's also really hard to just...
I'm trying to Google if it's a bad word, but I can't find
I don't
anything.
Think it's a bad word, and I think we should just carry on with our conversation. And why are we talking about this anyway? Oh, because you were talking about RuPaul. Do you remember we met RuPaul?
Yeah.
Yes.
He's awesome.
She. Yes.
English doesn't have like a...
Like a hen, yeah. In Sweden, we have a gender-neutral word, like a pronoun.
Yeah.
And it's not a he or a she, but it's a merge of the two. It's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, super cool human being.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She is a spirit animal.
Is it your spirit animal?
I wouldn't say
Patrick
mine,
Patrick would say it's your spirit.
Maybe.
He's your spirit animal. Yeah.
No.
Then who's Patrick's awesome. Spirit animal?
I don't know. I would have to ask him.
We have to get into that. But anyway, yeah, the makeup is not going to stay.
No.
That's the point, I guess. You did not hurt my feelings because I kind of felt the same way. Oh, and then when I was at dinner, there was like a woman who was sitting at the bar and she was like, hi, I saw you eating and I just wanted to say hi. I follow you on Instagram. And oh my God, I was telling my husband like, wow, you are so gorgeous in person. I cannot believe you look like this. And I was like, I've never been more... done in my life. Like, I've never had that much makeup or my hair, and I'm like, dude, I do not look like this.
But today you have a lot of makeup on and you look really good. It's
yeah,
just
but it was different. Today was like a beachy look with like bronze and glow. Yesterday was like a really heavy like black eye makeup type of thing. It's really fun. Like, makeup is fun. We have a cool makeup artist on the island, Bruce, who I really, really love, who's a super nice, super spiritual guy. I really like him a lot. But I just, there's nothing worse than taking makeup off. And yesterday, like, I was trying to take my mascara off and I pulled out like half of my eyelashes. I don't know how to do it correctly. But we have another like couple of days and then we're going to be done. And then soon we can announce and share what we're doing.
Yeah.
So that'll be fun. On this note, someone, okay, this does not even really fit in, but someone who listened to the last podcast episode with you shared a really sweet question that says, this is a question for Dennis. What do I do if Siri cannot answer my question about my purpose in life and Google Maps gave me absolutely no directions on where I'm going?
And then I think she has a better shot at asking anyone in the world but me.
Have you thought about that at all? Because a lot of people really enjoyed your answer on, you know, finding your purpose in life.
What was my answer again?
To ask Siri for
help. Yeah, but after that, I tried to answer it for real.
To be grateful for what you have.
I guess. It's like the story of the hippo.
What's the story of the hippo?
The hippo think it was a zebra. But then it's from a famous movie.
What?
The hippo wanted to be a zebra, but the hippo was never happy because it didn't have the stripes. Then the hippo painted stripes, but still did not look like a zebra. But then the hippo accepted that he or she was a hippo, and then the hippo was happy.
I never heard this story. Is this a children's book?
No, it's like one of those stupid comedies.
What?
But
that was really sweet.
I might have...
You might have butchered it.
I might have butchered it. I might have said it differently. And the guy who said it had a French accent.
Oh, can you give me the French accent?
Oh, hey, please. I don't know.
Please. What about the Swedish with the Eiffel Towers and the baguettes?
Oh, yeah.
That's another How I Met Your Mother reference.
No, but this is a movie. I can't remember. I think it was an Adam Sandler movie where they go on a honeymoon. It's with Jennifer Aniston.
And what? Then, no, you're totally confusing.
Yeah, it's in the beginning of the movie or the end of the movie that Jean-Francois was... She went, oh no, Ben Stiller. It's Ben Stiller and Jennifer Aniston. Anyway, let's just go question number two.
Oh my God. I feel like I have to bring up the list. Do you want to talk about the list? Actually, I'm adding drag queen to the list now, just so you know, just in case.
What list? Things I'm not allowed to talk about?
Yes. So I have it at the top of my... It's at the top of my notes app and also the top of your notes app, but you're never in your notes, so you wouldn't know.
I don't know.
It's a document that I have compiled titled Things Dennis is Not Allowed to Talk About Ever, 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 Ever.
Well, why not? Is it because...
Number one, patriarchy.
I don't even know what that means.
That's partly why you're not allowed to talk about it. Number two, slavery.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Aruba didn't have slavery. There, I said it.
What?
Aruba didn't have slavery.
Didn't have slavery. You mean that there was no slave trading here?
There was no slave trading here. Correct.
What about in Bonaire?
In Bonaire and Curaçao, there was a lot. Mm-hmm. Things were happening there.
Yes. We end bad the conversation things. Here. Yes, yeah. Bad things. I'm adding drag queen to the list. I had like the Me Too stories were on the list, but then you had some really like wise things to say about the Me Too movement.
But you didn't hear them.
Yes.
What did I say? I just said I will keep it short and I won't go.
No, no.
I
before, like in private conversation, you had like wise things to say, but you've also said really stupid things, thinking it's fun to joke about. So I've kind of had it on the list, but
I kind of spiral out of control when I'm sarcastic.
Yes, and that's the thing. People that know you know that that's true. Like you can get sarcastic into like you can take sarcasm very, very, very far,
and it's dry.
And dry. And it's really funny for people that know you. But if people don't know you, you just come off as like a ginormous douchebag.
Yeah. Correct.
So let's go to that. Let's see if this...
Let's see how deep we can dig myself.
You're going to dig yourself into this hole. Okay. Where was it? Okay. So one of the questions that came in was, Dennis, what are your thoughts on the Me Too movement? And this is from a woman. She shared a long thing about how she feels like it's gone too far and that now men cannot even like touch a woman on the knee or on the arm in a friendly way without being accused of sexual assault. Let's hear your thoughts on the matter.
I was actually talking to your mom about this.
Oh no.
And I think I'll like if you're being assaulted, you should report it. Like you should stand up for yourself always. If it doesn't feel right, you should do something about it. I was talking to your mom and she and me or I feel the same way that a lot of times you kind of scare a person, like a guy or a girl, I guess, whoever is wanting to like move on their butterfly feeling.
What's that? Move on their butterfly feeling?
Like, you know, yeah, when you have the butterflies in the stomach.
Oh, like a good thing.
Yeah, like when when you're nervous, you don't know.
Oh, when they want to make a move.
Yeah, sometimes a lot of times when you're on your first date or maybe your second date or you're about to change, you're thinking of changing out of the friend zone. There is this feeling of unknown, like this feeling if
like,
you don't
do
know,
they like me back?
Do they like me back if I kiss? And that is a really nice feeling to have. It's like you get cold air. In your throat. I don't know if that's a saying or not, but it's like hard to breathe, hard to process. It's just become awkward. And that feeling...
Like
that,
infatuation. Like,
yeah, big words. But but that feeling, like for instance, when we, on our first night, when I took you to that water tank to look at the quote unquote stars.
Why did you have to put quote unquote stars?
Because it's cheesy. like I was there for like maybe 4 hours. We were there for 4 hours before.
Yeah, because
I
just... you never made the move. It took you so long to make the first move.
So just imagine if we were there and I misread it completely and I kissed you. And then you're like, whoa, what the fuck? You just assaulted me or you just sexually harassed me. And then I'm like, whoa, that could have gone like, I don't know. I feel like today you have a lot more to be scared of in that sense.
As a man, you mean?
Well, as a person. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm sure girls make the first move a lot too.
Yeah, but girls generally are not, you know, accused of sexual assault. Yeah,
so far yet.
But you think that...
I don't know. It's going... Like, it's really building up.
Of course it happens, but let's not all lives matter, the question.
No. Yeah. But anyway, it's... In that sense, I think it's scary. But yeah, if you're in a power trip, you're a dick, or you're, like, someone that's fucking mean, and you're gonna, like, put someone in your dressing room and force yourself on them, that's not cool either.
No.
But I've been to... I don't know, when I was single, that 3 or 4 months that I was single...
In your whole life?
Yeah, in my whole life that I kind of went out and tried to kiss girls at clubs and stuff. I think it was 19 or 20. I was going through a douche period of my life. And I would kind of throw myself on girls. And I don't know, like, I don't think I did anything wrong. I just kissed them in clubs. And I never...
But did they kiss you back?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Well, that's kind of how you
know.
Yeah,
but with some of these allegations, when they have a power trip, they go, they force themselves, but then the girls eventually give in. Like, the man is fully wrong, or the guys that are accused here are fully wrong, but at a certain point, they're actually having sex with each other. And then she goes back home. She's like, what the fuck just happened? And then she realized, oh, this is not good. So I don't know.
But I think, like, I mean, and what you're talking about first is, like, if you kiss someone in a club or you like them and they kiss you back, like, that's immediate consent. You don't have to, like... You know, is it okay for me to kiss you right now? I feel like we have a lot of chemistry and I'm going to ruin it with this awkward conversation.
This question is like talking about that as like...
Well, it's nuanced. Yeah, I mean, it's not super easy to answer from this side of the table. But I think like assault, like there's a really definite line there.
Yeah.
You know, so if you are... And that's also why. So if you are in this position of absolute power where the person in front of you is so terrified to say no. They're so terrified to say no because they're scared they're going to lose their job. They're scared they're not going to be believed or whatever. You know, there is not consent there. And that's something that...
So our story, for instance, mm-hmm. like we kissed. Mm-hmm.
Like, I kissed you back.
You kissed me
I was
back.
Like wondering why it took you so long to kiss me. But then also, I did not know at the time that you had a girlfriend.
And you had a boyfriend.
And I had a boyfriend. But so anyway. I was kind of thinking like, okay, if we don't kiss, it's kind of cool because... I have this boyfriend I need to break up with before anything else happens. But we had like butterflies, electricity, like touching like an arm, like, you know, I
connected.
Was all over you. You were all over me. We really connected. So there wasn't really like a gray area
and then
there.
That night ended, or that part of the night ended. We got into the car, and then in the car, I'm like, do you come with me or do I drop you off at your hotel? And you're like, drop me off at my hotel. I'm like, okay. Then I drove to the other side of the island and took you to my house.
Yes.
That's like one of those things that I don't feel like today you can't do.
It's my favorite story though. The thing is, yes, I know. That is only okay if you've had like a whole night of like intense
but that's a great area.
Sexual tension. And like, it's very clear, like we were all over each other. Like it was very clear we both wanted it to go like that way.
I don't know. I'm from a little island. We were still young. We were 21 and 23. Like, that's a really young, like in Stockholm or I don't know, big cities, like you guys screw around like bunnies probably, but
what do you mean?
Like people get more mature younger in a big city, in a small island.
No, I mean here people live at home with their parents until they get married or
when
until they're
30.
Yeah.
So then already I'm like, okay, I'm going to...
No, but I mean, that story of like... Already then when you were like, so like, should we go to my house or should I bring you to a hotel? Like, I took a really long time to answer because I really wanted to go home with you. Like, really.
I remember
but
it
then
being
I was
very
like,
clear that you
But then I was like,
your...
no, honestly. Because I had this boyfriend I had to break up with and it was like not a cool thing. So I was like, no, you know what? I should just go to the hotel. And then we drove and we're holding hands and I was like kind of regretting that decision. And then you just stopped the car and I was like, so where are we? You're like, my house. And I was like, all right, let's go inside. But here's the question. If I would have in that moment, like, Are you insane? Take me home. Like I said, I wanted to go to the hotel. Like, would you have like dragged me out of the car, forced me into your house?
I don't know. I wouldn't have dragged you, not by the hair, but I mean, if
what do you mean?
If like, I don't know how I, because that was the period I was in my douchey stage. I would have not forced myself upon you. But if you're like crazy, crazy, like take me to the hotel now, maybe I would have been like, are you sure you don't want to kiss first and find out? Like I don't know how you would react.
Yeah, but would you have forced yourself on me or done something against my consent?
Oh, hell no. Well, consent, I don't know. I feel I still
do
stuff
against your consent. You don't know the meaning of the word consent. This is also another complicated. Anybody listening? Okay, I feel like you are digging yourself into a hole right now already. If you've seen this, there's a YouTube video out there where they compare consent, sexual consent with drinking tea. Yeah, if anybody has seen that. If you haven't, Google it, sexual consent and tea. I showed you that video and you told me it was the first time that you actually understood the meaning of the word consent. Like what?
I never knew that the word existed.
No, I mean, but there's a lot of words that you don't know exist. But the line is like, I mean, I kind of wished is this true, but you would not have forced yourself on me if I would have said no. If I had not given consent, we would not have hooked up. Like, that's just what it is.
Yeah.
If I firmly was like, take me home, you motherfucking asshole. Like, I don't want
to
be
and
here.
And I think you can beat me up, too, to be honest.
That has nothing to do with it. Like, the line is, if there is no consent there, or the person is put in such a position of power that the survivor or the abused is terrified to say no, or in such a place of power that they cannot say no in fear of losing their job or whatever. Like, that's not consent. It's not consensual, so it should not happen. If it's not consensual and it's forced upon, it's abuse, right? So I don't think that the Me Too movement has anything to do with like removing romance or like that now you can't have like butterflies and chemistry. But from the man's point of
people.
Yeah, but from the man's point of view, like you don't know what it's like to grow up as a woman and to live with this shit for like your entire life. Like it's insane.
It's true. Like I don't.
Like I am used to if I walk outside of Island Yoga and I walk down any street of this island in the middle of the day wearing whatever, there's going to be some guy in some corner. There's going to be a guy honking at me, no matter if I'm with my baby, if I'm with a stroller, if I'm with a dog, no matter if I'm in PJs or a tight short skirt. There's going to be honking cars. There's going to be a guy who sticks out his head and like sticks out his tongue and makes like super gross noises at me. That's just what it is to be a woman. But we have this since we're teenagers, since we're like preteen. So we think it's normal that a guy looks at you that way, makes you squirm, makes you uncomfortable, makes you like, oh, you know, if we go out to a club, like it's going to be, we're going to have inappropriate things come our way because that's normal. You don't have that. So automatically you are already in the place of power because it's kind of viewed as okay that guys are the ones that like hunt girls. Like you don't see, you know, girls going out
we,
like,
we
oh,
use
I'm going
to. That term too, actually. But
who is we? You?
Men in general go hunting. You go to a club, go hunting.
Oh my God, I'm going to throw up right now.
But that's a...
Yeah, but how do you look at that then? This is a really important thing.
Like,
now you're mature and you're a grown-ass man. How does that
but
term? How does
were
it
like
sit with you?
19 years old, it's like, oh yeah, we're gonna go to the club and go hunting. But it was more of a sarcastic thing.
Right. But can you see how that type of language use is perpetuating rape culture?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like women are something to be hunted.
Yeah.
And then you go for the kill.
Can
so,
I dig myself a
no,
little
wait,
deeper?
No, wait. So would you use a term like that today? Can you see how horrible like that
well,
type of language
is? Well, if I go lionfish hunting, I would...
No. Not lionfish hunting. Could you see yourself ever using that type of term today?
No, but that's a juvenile term. And I was a teenager.
Right, but can you see how bad it is? Like how...
Yeah.
How would you feel if like Lea Luna goes out and she goes out to dance and there's a bunch of guys hunting for her? Like, doesn't that make you want to like... fucking change something in this culture and in these conversations to make sure that she doesn't have to grow up like that?
Oh no, but we're gonna have very high walls with glass on top of those walls.
So she's never gonna leave the house?
No.
Uh-huh.
We're gonna have big dogs and
we're gonna lock her up in a little tower.
Yeah.
So okay.
She'll be fine. But
that sounds like a reasonable way to solve this whole entire issue. Thank you. This is such a good conversation. I'm so happy.
All Me Too stories are solved right there.
Right there. All women listening, if you have daughters or girls or sisters.
Trump knows. Walls.
Trump knows. You just build a wall around your vagina.
With glass. So if they try to climb.
On top. Just board your vaginas shut. And that's the solution to the sexual abuse.
You are listening to From the Heart, Conversations with Yoga Girl.
One of my intentions for the new year was to improve my daily dental care routine by flossing more and brushing my teeth at least twice a day. Brushing our teeth is so important for our overall health and hygiene, but it is one of those healthy habits that so many of us are doing wrong and we don't even know it. Well, now you can easily step up your dental hygiene game with Quip. Quip has combined dentistry and design to make a better electric toothbrush. Quip is the new electric toothbrush that packs just the right amount of vibrations into a slimmer design at a fraction of the cost of bulkier traditional electric brushes. Guiding pulses alert you when to switch sides so you can relax on autopilot while your teeth get the best cleaning. Quip also comes with a mount that suctions right to your mirror and unsticks to use as a cover for hygienic travel anywhere, whether it's going into your gym bag or your carry-on. Because the thing that cleans your mouth should also be clean, Quip's subscription plan refreshes your brush on a dentist-recommended schedule, delivering new brush heads every 3 months for just $5, including free shipping worldwide. Quip even gives you tips on oral care that you probably never knew. Quip is backed by a network of over 10,000 dental professionals, including dentists, hygienists, and dental students. Most toothbrushes don't get named one of Time Magazine's best inventions of the year, but Quip did. Find out why for yourself. Quip starts at just $25, and if you go to getquip.com/yogagirl right now, you'll get your first refill pack for free with a Quip electronic toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/yogagirl, spelled getquip.com/yogagirl. getquip.com/yogagirl.
But wait, I wanted to dig myself a little deeper.
Okay, let's do it.
So let's say... Let's say in my situation, we came home, I parked, we went in, we might have had sex, we might have not had sex on the first night, we don't know. But after that, you like, oh no, what have I done? I have a boyfriend. You just, after that, you full on regret.
That's different.
But how is that different?
Like, if we had sex and it was all the way consensual, all the way, and then the next day I'm like, damn, like I cheated on a boyfriend, like this was really bad,
or right after that. I mean,
yeah, or right after, it doesn't matter. If everything was consensual, then you did nothing wrong. Like that's a totally different thing. If I want to have sex with you and I have sex with you because I really want to, it's consensual, like you have not abused me or exploited me or in any way. So if I the next day decide, or afterwards, like, oh, fuck, man, this was not like a great thing. That's my own problem. Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So the main really important conversation here is consent and the culture. Okay. So let's talk about the word patriarchy.
I think they should like invent a book where they have all the words in it.
That you can carry with you all the time.
And then it has meaning behind every word.
Yes, it's called your phone. It's right there. Do you want to ask Siri what patriarchy means?
I don't think I can even repeat that word.
Try it.
Patrick-archy.
I mean, try asking Siri. Siri is your go-to for everything.
No,
do you even know how much you ask Siri for stuff all the time?
I haven't asked her for anything this week.
Okay. Siri.
Maybe try my phone.
Okay.
Wait. I have the Australian one. No, the American one doesn't work.
You have to do it. You have to do it.
Okay, we're just wasting time now.
Hey, Siri. Oh, she's not responding.
No, yours suck. It never worked.
I'm listening.
Oh. Oh, bitch, you didn't.
Hey, Siri. What is the definition of patriarchy?
Here's what I found on the web for what is the definition of patriarchy.
I can say that. How to Yorkie. I feel like me and Siri, we go hand in hand, you know?
I'm dying. I am dying. Okay. Well, okay. Siri, you're not my friend. Why did this happen so smoothly when you did it last time? And now it's not working for me. Okay, so Wikipedia definition of patriarchy. A system of society or government in which men hold the power and women are largely excluded from it. So can you see how something that seems sort of juvenile and not a big deal and just how boys are boys when you say, when you're 19, I'm going to go hunting at the club. Can you see how that's part of this big issue that results in things like misogyny, abuse,
dude,
and rape?
I grew up in Latin America culture, so like the machista, or the, how do you say machista in English?
Like the macho culture.
Yeah, the macho culture is what's real here. So I think me already is like a long way from that.
No, that's for sure. Jesus. Yeah, no, you're really, 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 really far from
that. But compared to Sweden.
Compared to Sweden, you're like a machista dick.
I remember the first time I went to Sweden, I thought like all the guys were like, I don't know, a little feminine, like a little, they were more in touch with their feeling. Like, I don't know, it was a culture shock for me.
I know, but because I mean, Swedish men, like, they groom, they are like more put together. Yeah, you,
I'm dirty beach Caribbean.
Yeah, you didn't have a pair of shoes to go on a plane when we went to Sweden. That was part of it. And I mean, in Sweden, I don't know. Sweden is one of the most equal countries in the world. Still really far away from being there, but one of the more equal countries in the world.
And I think the least religious.
The least religious country in the world too. And I believe that, I mean, because we have like pappaledighet, which is a paternity leave, like the dad gets as much time to be off as the mom if he wants. Or I mean, it goes like if the dad doesn't take out the days off, they are lost. So it's like you split it evenly.
But they don't take it together. It's like the dad takes 3 months, then the mom takes three months.
But you get like 580 days or something insane. Like crazy, crazy amount of time. Paid, you know, paternity leave. So you see all these dads out with their babies, which is a beautiful thing, but it also means that it's accepted in Swedish culture for a dad to be home with the kids. You know, it's not like a woman thing or a mother thing that a mom is, or the woman is by the stove or taking care of the house. You know, it's totally normal for the mom to pursue her career and the dad to stay home with the kids. In Aruba, that is definitely not the case. I mean, do any of your friends, anyone that you know that's here has that
kind
of
life? To be honest, I don't even know any of my friends. I think maybe I know one person that is like a stay-at-home person.
Right.
But for the rest, both mom and dad works, and the kids are either by the grandparents or in a crash.
In the daycare or the crash. Yeah. But I mean, it's definitely the type of culture where if anyone stays home with the kids, it's the mom.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you're one of very, very few stay-at-home daddios on the island.
I'm trying to find a babysitter, though.
I know. I saw you yesterday. So I randomly...
3 times a week, 4 hours a day, so I can go to
there's
work.
There's this group here in Aruba, like a Facebook group with a lot of... How do you translate it?
Questions and offers.
Questions and offers. It's like a group where you can ask any questions or sell or buy things and stuff like that. And then I see like Dennis posts like looking for a babysitter for 3 to 4 times a week. Send your suggestions. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Because I want to work 3 times a week, 4 hours. For hours at a time. So that means I want to work 12 hours a week just to stay on top of things because I feel like I'm the bottleneck for everything.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean we're going to have a babysitter 4 times a week.
But you're not. We tried with it. You're not staying at home. You always have deadlines and all that shit and more important stuff to do.
No, but then I'm going to be home.
That's not true. We tried this for months and months.
Yeah, it's been really challenging lately. It was fine in the beginning.
The reason I said 3 to 4 times a week was 3 times for me to work and maybe 1 for date night when she's sleeping anyway.
Yeah, I was thinking once a week after 7 when she's asleep. So whoever sits, it's just someone who's like watching Netflix on our couch that we trust. Yeah.
I've been seeing a lot of shit happening here that I need to like take back into control.
Oh God. Well, let's move on to that because we got a couple of questions there as well. Someone asks, how do we manage our time and agenda? You seem very, very, very busy. Is it managed by someone? Who does what? Is your schedule booked by the hour all the time?
Your schedule, yes.
My schedule, yes. But right now we're in this very intense moment.
But even if we don't have intense moment, you're booked by the hour.
Because now we have 2 weeks of shooting and it's like 15 hours a day. It's insane. It's nonstop all the time.
And then there's a
lot of other things. Like there's a book deadline that I have. And then we're recording the podcast
every week.
I'm doing emails. And I have all these other projects and meetings and all this regular stuff.
That's outside of this actual business.
Yes. And then, of course, we have the normal business. Yeah. I mean, we have like 5 full-time jobs together. And we're also stay-at-home parents at the same time. It's kind of insane. And I get that. But I was just in like a really intense day when I was like kind of almost crying at the end of the day because it was so much. And I felt really overwhelmed and all of that. I was like, oh, like last week and the weeks before that, we had all of this except the shoot, which still meant that we could get up in the morning without having like a big agenda, you know, just eat breakfast, take it easy. The baby would go down for her nap and then I would open my computer or you would open your computer or we would go do something. And like, I like that non-pressured part of life. But now we have like all these deadlines that have to be met, and that puts a lot of pressure on us both. And I was good with pressure before the baby. Now I hate it.
Yeah, it's definitely, it's hard.
I hate it. Super
it's hard
hate
to,
it.
It's hard to concentrate on anything else and then be with baby. Because you're not being with the baby 100%, or you're like giving your attention half to the baby and then you're giving your attention half to work, and in the end,
that's not okay for me at all.
Goes to shit.
No. But I mean, when I'm, if I'm with the baby and you're working, like I'm with the baby, like 100%. Yeah. And then if someone is like, oh my God, you have an interview, you forgot to schedule it, you have to do it right now. And then I'm picking up the phone, then I want to like kill myself. Like I hate.
No, but that's the thing. Feeling. You're like, go to work. You can always go to work. You give me shit to go to work.
Yeah, but the thing about it. Ooh, this was kind of a fight that we had. Let's talk about this.
I don't know if it was a fight, but I arrive at the office. I'm sitting in the office for 15 minutes. She's like, hey, you have to come back. I have this thing I have to do.
That's not at all what I said. You're totally exaggerating. I did not say you have to come back. You were already at work for several hours. And then I said, we already had two scheduled things prior, but you went in because there was an emergency. And I already had things scheduled.
No. It was on my day of work.
Yes, it was on your day of work. But you had a lot of stuff that was like urgent. And then you're like, okay, we'll go in tomorrow. But I already had things on my schedule. So if we would have said next week we're going to start, you're going to work Tuesday and Thursday, I would have been able to move things around, shuffle things around or whatever. But now I couldn't, so I was alone. But then I brought one of the girls from Island Yoga in so I could take those meetings anyway. So it worked out at the end of the day. But for me, like the scheduling part, it needs to work. And with you, you don't even open your calendar app on your phone.
Doesn't work.
Like if I don't tell you in the morning, here is what your day is, you don't know.
I don't know.
At all. No.
I just
and
know
that drives me insane.
No, but that's the thing. Like I just know that if I said that this one day per week or this 2 days per week, I'm going to go in the office and get shit done. And then as soon as I get to the office, you start freaking out and calling me every 5 minutes. Then it's really difficult. Then I can't work in the office either.
Yeah. And that was one day. And if you would have had like a little more scheduling time put into when you were going to go to work, that wouldn't have happened. So for me, the scheduling is really, really, really important because I live my life by that calendar. It's
how
I know.
4 hours of babysitting. None of us have to go through this issue.
Well, show me a qualified babysitter that we're going to trust and then I'll be super overjoyed.
My people will talk to your people.
Your assistant, talk to my assistant.
You are listening to From the Heart, Conversations with Yoga Girl.
If you know me, you know my day hasn't ever really started until I've had my first cup of coffee, usually placed in my hands by my loving husband before I run off to yoga class. I am so excited to introduce you to a brand new, super tasty coffee drink that I have a feeling you're going to love, called Four Sigmatic Mushroom Coffee. Regular coffee never stood a chance. Four Sigmatic Coffee was developed by a team of friendly, health-conscious, enthusiastic mushroom experts from forest farms of Finland. They grew up exploring the entire mushroom kingdom and learning of their amazing health benefits for immunity, energy, and longevity that have been studied for centuries. The Four Sigmatic Coffee developed with these mushrooms and other superfoods is delicious and excludes many normal coffee side effects. There are no jitters, no crashes, and no stomach issues. There's even no more long coffee shop lines. Four Sigmatic Coffee is super easy to prepare. Just tear open the bag, mix it with hot water, nut milk, or maybe even blend it into your favorite smoothie, and then enjoy. With a list of many delicious products to choose from mushroom coffees, elixirs, hot cacaos, and matchas, you can't go wrong. My favorite right now is the Four Sigmatic Mushroom Coffee with Lion's Mane. It's vegan, paleo, organic, and sugar-free with no fillers. I may even sneak this coffee in for a little afternoon boost into my day. Guilt-free, of course, as the antioxidant properties of the mushroom transform a normal cup of coffee into a healthy lifestyle choice. Try it for yourself and feel the difference. Right now, when you head to foursigmatic.com/yogagirl, you get 15% off of your entire order. That's 15% off any order placed on Four Sigmatic's website, but you have to use my special URL, foursigmatic.com/yogagirl. That's spelled foursigmatic.com/yogagirl. foursigmatic.com/yogagirl.
Just like a side note, but you remember we used to work a lot together?
I know, I missed that.
We used to like actually make content together. And one of the questions was, why did I start using a camera? Or I picked up a camera again. It was because you started complaining that you have no good content anymore. You don't have fresh content. So then I'm like, okay, let me Google some shit. Let me look around. And then we went into our inventory list to see what kind of cameras we have. And I'm using a film camera to take pictures with. And it's been going okay.
People were asking, do you want to share what equipment you're using? Because a lot of people ask that. You're taking amazing photos. And I know you're like, oh, you don't know what you're doing. You have no clue, la, la, la. You hate, Dennis hates receiving compliments. He's always...
No, but it's a big, it's such a in-depth world. No, but if someone says like,
this is amazing, you're the first one to say, oh, no, I suck.
No, I don't say I suck. I'm like, oh, honey, you don't know what amazing is.
You are taking amazing photos. You really are. I'm super excited about that. And also, I'm really surprised that, one, how dedicated you are, and two, like...
Dude, I have to hunt you down.
I know, it's really
and
hard.
And then you complain that I don't do it.
You're really dedicated.
Like, every time you're like, no, we don't have time. No, I don't want to do it. And then at night, it's like, I can't believe, why didn't you just take a picture of me? And I'm like, what the fuck, lady?
No, that's not at all what it is. You just, it's always, like last night. So I had this 12-hour day of shooting. I'm so exhausted. I just want to lie down. And I had like 6 hours to sleep. And then that's it. And you're like, oh, just stay there. Stay in the corner of the couch. I'm just going to take a photo right now. Like, this is so like, ugh. And then I'm like, fine, but I'm kind of resenting you the whole time because I don't want to have a camera in my face all day. It's kind of shitty. But then you took a photo and it's really cool looking. Like, it's like, I don't know. Sometimes you make me look like this version of myself that I don't see myself as at all. And it's really nice.
Okay. I see taking pictures kind of like making coffee. Like, it's a really... there's no depth. It doesn't stop. It just keeps going deeper and
other
deeper
people here. Who are not into coffee are like...
they don't know.
They have those pods, you know? Oh, you put the pod honey. In and you press the button. Dennis is into photography and the art of espresso making. And apparently both are.
I'm far deep, from not being there yet.
deeply complex areas of life. But I'm really grateful that you're taking photos, and I'm really grateful that I have content to share, because yes, that is one of my stresses. If I'm busy with everything else surrounding the business, and then I have like, I can have 2 days in a row where like I didn't have anything to share in social media, and I always want to share something every day. Yeah. And I don't want it to be a selfie with my baby every day, because no. I mean, okay, I kind of want it to be a selfie with my baby every day. But it's a really nice thing to have really epic shots of what we do.
We need to go do coupley stuff again. Like, we need to just go out once a week and do normal coupley stuff.
That was another question. So aside from all the questions about fighting, which I can kind of energetically sense because we apparently have had a couple of fights the past couple of days. But aside from that, there was a lot of questions about, about romance. And someone was asking, do you celebrate Valentine's Day? If so, how?
Yeah. What are you looking at me for? I think this is our eighth Valentine's together, or our seventh?
Eight.
Mm-hmm. So I did the first sevens.
The first sevens
I did.
What did we do last year?
It was good.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
What did we do?
I can't remember, but I know it was way better than the birthday I had last year.
What did we do?
I don't know what we do.
Like, you can't even remember. How do you know it's good? The baby was month old. We had a 4 week old child.
Lady, when was your baby born?
Oh, fuck.
You had pregnancy brain.
Okay, I had pregnancy brain. I was super pregnant. I was like 9 months pregnant.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This was 10 days before due date, actually.
Yeah. No, 1 month.
No. The original due date was February
20th. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
This was 10 days before the due date. What the hell did we do?
I just know it was good.
That's so typical you.
But I don't
know
your last...
You can win an argument because of my pregnancy brain and baby brain.
No, but your last five birthdays or last few anniversaries, they were all good. I can't remember what the fuck we did. I just know they were good.
Dude, I cannot remember anything. I don't remember anything until... I remember beginning of 2016 really clearly. Because that was before I got pregnant. And then all of 2016 is sort of a blur. And around the baby just being born was a blur. I remember this last month. Like, my memory spans just the past couple of weeks. Okay. So normally in our family, I'm the big celebrator. I love celebrating things. I would celebrate. So we have our anniversary for when we got together, which is April 1st, which was the infamous... night you drove me to your house instead of driving me to my hotel that you just so candidly shared with the world.
Night. Huh? That was not that night.
Oh, shit. You're right again. No.
You see?
Okay. Fuck. Fuck. Okay, that was March. That was mid-March. Beginning of March.
March. I can't remember if it was March 14 March 10.
Well, that may, what if it's the baby's birthday?
It could be. Because you went to Costa Rica for 2 weeks.
What? Wait, you have to look it up.
You went to Costa Rica for 2 weeks before you came back.
You have to look it up. What if our baby was born to the day that 8 years after we first got together?
We were one. I was inside of you.
Okay,
I was trying to look for a post what we did for the Valentine's.
I always say that we're going to edit this stuff out, and we never edit anything out, but you're so incredibly inappropriate sometimes. No? What is that?
I don't know. I was trying to look for
Valentine's Day of last year.
But I didn't post anything.
Oh, that's how much you cared about me. You didn't post anything.
Okay, I'm sure you did.
I'm sure I did. I can go look too. No, but I mean, I'm definitely the one in the family who likes to celebrate. So, okay. April 1st is the day that I flew back from Costa Rica to live here, basically.
That's the day you moved to Aruba.
That's the day I moved to Aruba, yeah. April 1st, that's our like main anniversary. And then we have, tell me our wedding date.
June 28th.
Then we have June 28th, which is our wedding date. 2014, so we are going to have our fourth anniversary this year. And then, do you remember the day we got engaged? We don't really celebrate it.
No, it's also June. I think it's June 23. 17th. Mm-hmm. Okay,
close enough. And then we have your birthday, April 16th, my birthday, October 5th, and now we have the baby's birthday, which is March 13th. Like, those are the things that I, at least, really like to celebrate. There's a lot of celebration happening there. And then
Valentine's Day, you like to celebrate.
But I like to celebrate everything. I'll celebrate anything that you'll go along with, kind of. But it doesn't have to be this ginormous gesture. Doesn't have to be a huge thing. It's more about the effort of, like, doing something together.
I remember what I gave you for our April 1st, though. Last year.
What was it?
A really big can of Nutella.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I can't remember. It was a lot of things. Massage that she still didn't use.
No, babes, I think that was Mother's Day. It was my first
Mother's
Day.
That was Mother's Day.
Your memory is also bad. You know, we're getting really old.
I know. 30 is a new 50.
That's the worst thing I've ever heard. 30 is the new 50. Fuck that shit. Okay, let's take a last couple of questions, I guess. Another question that came in a lot. This is very interesting. What came in? Is it because Valentine's Day is approaching and people are already fighting with their significant other about celebrations?
But I'm waiting for what you're gonna do for me this year.
I'm gonna blow your socks off. You just wait. I'm gonna prepare something awesome. People asked a lot of questions about jealousy.
Yeah.
A lot. Like, several came in.
I get super jealous when you go out drinking with my friends. Yes. Not because I'm afraid you're going to sleep with them, but because I don't get to go and drink with them.
That's super true. Yeah. Yeah. We get jealous with each other about friend stuff, like who gets to go places.
Yeah.
Because now one of us is always home with the baby. But I think these questions all were in reference to jealousy and like other people. And that isn't necessarily cheating, but like, do you get jealous if like a guy would hit on me? And would I get jealous if a girl hits on you?
Well, depending who it is.
Excuse me?
Like if it's like a Brad Pitt or like a Ryan Gosling or whoever is hip at the moment.
Wait, those are the two guys that you, if you think of like...
Or George Clooney, I don't know who's hip. Then I know I have no chance. Then I'm like, fuck.
Wait, are those your top three men that you think are handsome? Is that Ryan Gosling, Brad Pitt, and George Clooney?
Those are actors that I know by name. Okay. I don't know
those
many actors.
That's it. Those are the three.
Well, I know Will Smith. I would get jealous of Will Smith too, I guess.
So
if it's Robert De Niro, I'm okay.
Okay, Bobby De Niro, that's too far. So is it about the fact that they're like handsome and that would make you nervous, or what is it? I honestly don't think I would get jealous. No,
you don't think so. Because you wouldn't last. Yeah. That'd be like a one-time thing.
The thing is, you don't really have a jealous bone in your body, actually.
I don't think so.
I don't think so at all. That's kind of nice. It's really, really nice. It also shows that you trust me a lot, which is really nice.
It's stupid.
stupid. Yeah, you know, I saw George the other day and he's looking really good. I think maybe it's 50 that's the new 30. Or how old is George Clooney? I don't know. Isn't he older?
I think he's older.
Jesus Christ. He's still handsome though.
Silver Fox.
Silver Fox. Yeah, Silver Fox. Another question that came in. Well, I get jealous sometimes.
But who? There is no girls around.
There's no girls around. I know. But
or actually, I work at a yoga studio. There's only girls around me. Hey, girl, I'll give you free yoga.
just come over here. Clear abuse of power.
Can I have your consent? Please sign here, here, and there. Yeah.
You PC. Are surrounded. Yeah, so PC, that should be your new thing, your new hashtag. That you are surrounded by girls all the time.
Yeah.
And by very beautiful girls. Every single person on our team is like a cute, beautiful girl.
Yeah.
I've never been jealous of anybody. I know
them too. That way. They're too annoying.
They're too annoying. No, I don't know. I had a couple of moments where I was like jealous of you with like an ex-girlfriend or something. But
which one of them?
There were so many. Mm. Which one of the 2.5?
Yeah.
2.5.
That reminds me, I have a date with an ex-girlfriend on February 15th.
That's okay. You're talking about Luna's pediatrician?
Physician.
Physician. Okay. Yeah. That's totally fine. So then the baby's doctor is Dennis's ex-girlfriend. She's totally cool.
And she's getting married.
And she helped the baby with her ear infection the other week. And
the dad and the sister.
Yeah, they all help. They're super cool people. Yeah, no, we're fine with jealousy. I don't think we have any advice for people dealing with jealousy since clearly this is not an issue in our relationship.
Maybe you should ask Rachel when she's alone.
Maybe you should ask me when I'm alone with George Clooney how Dennis feels. Oh my God, I have a feeling we're going to manifest George Clooney in our lives. That would be so cool. Ooh, I want to meet George Clooney and drink his tequila. That would be like...
Or maybe he can come on the podcast.
Yes, that would be great. George, if you're listening, Georgino, if you're listening, we would love to have you on From the Heart podcast. Dennis will be sitting right outside.
What if like Michelle comes and whisper into my ear? Would you feel jealous?
Who is Michelle?
Michelle, you don't know her?
No.
Obama.
Oh, your old pal.
My friend.
Your friend. I just kind call of Michelle. You call her Michelle. I kind of get the feeling like Michelle and Barack are kind of solid, you know? I don't think she would mess around like that. I mean, maybe when she sees you and she's like, oh, God.
Yeah, then...
Maybe you'll, like, show her the stars, quote, unquote.
I show you some shooting stars, if you know what I mean.
God. Okay, we're going to need to wrap this up now. This is... I feel like every podcast we do, they escalate in inappropriateness.
I don't know. I think we only covered 3 questions. How many questions did we have?
I know. You're talking a lot now. It's really fun. Do you remember back in the day when you would not speak on my Snapchat?
Yeah, but...
Silent, Dennis.
Look, we're Snapchat now.
So sad. See? So sad. Instagram's such a big, big, big bully. So I wasn't going to ask this question, but since we've already covered so many PC topics.
Oh, you didn't even cover your list, actually.
What? I have a list right here. I'm picking from it. Here's one. Dennis, what are your thoughts on cannabis?
Cannabis? Mm. Pro, not a big fan.
Oh, that sums it up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
Moving on. Yeah, okay. You don't want to talk about that at all?
I tried smoking a few times. I can't smoke.
But you do eat gummy bears.
Oh, the gummies are good.
But
we don't
get them here.
No, or maybe we do, but I don't really.
We're waiting for a certain friend to come to the island and provide.
Maybe I don't know.
I bet he's listening right now.
I don't try to go out and try to get gummies, but if someone or if our one friend from Colorado happens to be here, then I'll have some of his gummies and it's nice.
Yeah, but I don't understand because all you do is you just fall asleep.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yes. No, I don't know. Yeah, maybe once or twice a year.
Yeah, I would have the same answer. Like, I'm pro, but not a big fan, I guess. I kind of tried. Like, I tried liking.
You don't like weed. The gummies,
I really
actually.
Don't. No, I don't like. I don't like any form of it, actually. I tried for a while to, like, yeah, I don't know. I had it prescribed once or twice that for my back pain, like it could be a really good thing for me to smoke or do it as a part of practice and with intention and all of that. It is the mother herb after all. But I just never, it's not for me. No, it's not for me. But I'm pro it and like a lot of our friends smoke and eat gummy bears. I think you just like the idea of like eating candy that tastes really nice and then you get all tired and gooey and then you go to sleep. Yeah, and I don't get the point of that.
It's a nice feeling to just space out. But I, to be honest, I don't think I've had...
You've done it maybe like...
Like in the last like year and a half, I haven't had a...
One, maybe, once.
Or actually last, like, when we went from New Year's from 2016 to 2017.
We're such parents. You have to look back at... Which year was the last time you ingested cannabis? Yes, several years ago. You're such a dad now. I'm so, and yes, it's good. We're grown up. All is well. End of the day, we'll have like a glass of wine and watch Grace and Frankie.
It's a new show.
It's the new show. We're loving it. I'm really loving it. I've been avoiding it forever because it's been on the top of Netflix and it's like two older ladies and I'm like, this is not going to be a show for us. But it's really good.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's pretty nice. If anybody is listening, you guys, you should go check out Grace and Frankie. Okay, Dennis, anything you would like to end with? Any profound words from the Big D?
I didn't understand that joke. What are you trying to say with the Big D?
I'm saying Dennis.
You're so... Are you sure you're not on a gummy right now?
I'm kind of tired. You're like a little kid. I'm a little tired. I've had a long day, okay? I've had a long day. Let's do our absolute final question. What do we have planned for this, for the end of this night, for tonight, for right now? What does our life look like when we we turn off this recorder and we go about our day?
I think you wanted to invite your cousin to come have a dinner with us at our home. And I'm about to put the trainer in the living room. Trainer is a stationary bicycle. So I can
move. Very noisy one.
Yeah, so I can move for like an hour.
So what it means, it's like a little contraption that he puts his actual bike into. So that he can bike into nothing.
Bike but not move.
Bike, move but not move in space, yeah.
Move the body but not move. In physicality?
Yeah, that's good. I was thinking we would go pick up the baby and then go get groceries because we have not gotten groceries in 2 weeks. I do not even know how we're alive right now.
So fun.
If it wasn't for Nourish Cafe, we would not be alive. Yeah. Like that's kind of, I mean, we're very lucky to have this cafe, but I was thinking we would do that and then cook and you can bike a little bit and then I'll put the baby to bed and then a glass of wine and maybe.
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah. Sounds good. Mm-hmm. Sounds like a plan. Well, should we put a little disclaimer at the end of this podcast? If anybody is upset with anything that Dennis has shared, you are very welcome to talk to him about it on his Instagram page. How do you feel about that?
That's okay. Just don't the vegan activist, if you can hear me.
Do you have a message for all the vegan activists out there?
I respect everything you do.
Oh, that's nice.
But don't do it on my page.
Yeah, that's good. All the vegan activists, come to my Instagram page and we can talk and have like friendly discussions over there. Don't talk to Dennis, especially not on his fishing pictures. He gets very annoyed. But it's okay now, right? You live with two vegans.
Yeah.
Yeah. How is that feeling?
Normal.
Yeah.
As long as I can eat my fish burgers.
Yeah, I don't say anything about that. That's all good. Okay, well, babes, thanks for coming on the show and for making me laugh so much. And I cannot remember why we ever fight.
You're welcome.
I love you, you stupid face. Okay.
Okay, till next time.
Peace out. Till next time. See you next week. Thank you so much, Dennis. my dear husband, for joining me on the show. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to listen and subscribe to other great episodes of From the Heart Conversations with Yoga Girl. You can find all of these on rachelbraithen.com, on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or anywhere you normally get your podcasts. Of course, don't forget to leave a review while you are there. Thanks to the folks at Kittens 13 for their production work, and thanks to my sponsors, Havenly, Daily Harvest, Quip, and Four Sigma. Please support them the way they support this podcast. I will see you next week.